The Jewish group Righteous Indignation went door to door in low-income neighborhoods in Milwaukee on Sunday to encourage people to vote. The effort focused on social justice issues in the presidential race and for a referendum that would guarantee sick leave to private employees in Milwaukee. Ben Woolman was a coordinator of the event, which drew over a dozen people. Woolman says the group hopes to reframe the morality debate in the election.
A lot of what Righteous Indignation is trying to do as a whole is wrest the moral authority from the religious right and be able to present that as a liberal issue as well.
Righteous Indignation formed as a result of the debate over morality in the 2004 presidential election. Group member David Baruch says that the debate focused on a narrow religious viewpoint. Baruch says Righteous Indignation hopes to bring a wider interfaith perspective on social justice issues to this election.
Basically, I think one thing that unites the entire interfaith community is the issue of justice, and that we want to create a just society in this world, and that this isn't just an issue about poor people wanting to help themselves or helping poor people. This is about us creating a society that we're obligated to create.
Conservative political groups also work to get out the vote across the state over the weekend. John McCain supporters say they'll continue to work through the last 36 hours of the campaign by making phone calls and knocking on doors. Caitlin Farrell, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.